Well, good evening, everyone, from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm so glad that you're joining us today. As you know, we cover different areas in life from business to personal. And remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. And before I finish, I just want to say thank you to the folks that have called in or booked readings with me. Thank you very much. Essenceofsuccess.net, readings are done 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go in there and subscribe so you can get our monthly newsletter and also read our blog news. There's always interesting subject matter on the blog news, some very current, some may just be a day late, but there's excellent information over there. So if you have a message for us, go to the homepage, scroll down to the bottom, send us a message, or you can go to our Essence of Success Radio Network on Facebook. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So now I'm going to bring in our co-host, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. Just warning you all now, if you're going to put anything in the chat room, I can read it, but I can't respond. For some strange reason, our new chat room will not allow me to type anything. Yeah. I'm sad. I'm very, very sad. But anyway, if you want to go ahead and ask a question in there, please do. I will respond it, like I said, but it will be live on air. I won't be able to type anything on there. I don't know what's going on. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with my computer, but it won't work for me. Lettuce could go on, but I can't. Oh, woe is me. But anyways, like I said, just go ahead and type, and I will gladly answer your questions on air. I have one announcement. Well, actually, two announcements this week. Happy 11th birthday to Kayana. Now, Kayana is a little girl that I've been looking after since she was 10 months old. So I've looked after her for most of her life. She's a wonderful little girl, and I love her very much. And happy, happy, happy day, Kayana. Tomorrow is election day in Alberta, so please get out and vote. We can't change anything unless you vote, and you're not allowed to complain unless you vote. Wednesday would be my daughter's 44th birthday. Wherever you are, Tamara, happy birthday. And, she won't hear this. But that's okay. I've said it. That is it for this week. But next week, oh, boy, you got a lot to contend with.
And I want to say this to the public and the callers. We here at the Essence of Success Radio Network send our heart and our prayers out to France for losing their Notre Dame, which is definitely a historical building. So I guess it burnt down to the ground. So we're just sending our prayers to you guys and, you know, maybe rebuild or something else. But anyway, things happen. And also for all you folks in the United States, you know what today is, tax day. If your taxes are not in today by the 15th, I think you have till midnight. If it's not in by midnight, you know the next day penalty starts. So just think about that. If you haven't made arrangements that you're not able to pay your tax bill, hopefully you made arrangements ahead of time.
Speaking of taxes, speaking of taxes, I got my refund today. Woohoo!
Well, there you go. There you go. All right. Oh, that sounds good. Excuse me. Okay, well, if there's nothing else, Nina, we can get started. What you think?
Yeah, go right ahead, Dennis.
Okay. Our first call up is area code 347. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanika. Thank you so much for taking my call from New York.
Oh, you're welcome, Tanisha. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
So what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I was I was trying to transfer out of my current job. The office that I'm in, I was trying to transfer to another office, and I was kind of worried that my manager might not approve it because you have to submit paperwork for her to sign off on for you to be able to go. So I was telling HR, I was kind of worried about that with this manager, and they said, no, you don't have to worry about that. So on Friday, my manager wasn't there. I gave the paper to my supervisor for her to sign off on. And I had the position because I interviewed for it and everything with the main office. And today my manager was not there or the supervisor. But I got a call today from the office I was supposed to transfer to saying that they pulled someone from the main office to just start there. So I'm wondering what happened, if my manager over the weekend heard about it and called them and, you know, didn't want anyone being pulled from her office, if she had something to do with it or, you know, if I need to worry about it, because I was trying to go from this office because I thought it might be the right thing to do, because I feel like there's a lot of toxic energy there, and I thought it would go through.
So someone else got the position that you had put in for a transfer? Is that what you're saying?
And I had already gotten the position, basically. It's just HR just said that, okay, now all you have to do is just give the paperwork to your manager to sign off on to approve the transfer. And my manager, she wasn't there, but I gave it to my supervisor to give to her because I know they text and talk. So my manager has been out sick, she said, since Friday, and also today she wasn't there. But all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. They filled the position with someone.
So they gave you the impression that you had the job to begin with. You didn't have to worry about it. Then you got a call today that somebody else got the position, correct?
Yeah.
So you want to know, why did they do that? Why did they change their minds after they pumped you up thinking you got the job?
Yeah.
Somebody must have went over your supervisor or your manager's head. I feel like this was somebody that they had promised this job to. Yeah, they had promised this job to this other person to begin with. And I feel like they just had you tagging you along. If they knew that you weren't going to get the position, as somebody else. But you know what? I'm going to put it to you like this, Tanisha. Maybe your supervisor and manager didn't have anything to do with this. This might have been over their heads, above their heads.
Mm-hmm.
They decided this is the person that they want in the position, even though they might. You know, this does happen. So instead of you getting the position, they put their friend in. That's what I want to say. They put their friends in. I don't know. I'm kind of picking that up. What are you picking up, Nina?
I'm picking up it had nothing to do with you, and it had nothing to do with your manager or your supervisor. I would go to HR and ask them.
I did today.
And what did they say?
I left a message I spoke to someone in HR, and she said, no, it doesn't have to do with your manager. You know, sometimes these things happen, and I'm like, but I spoke to the new manager, and she wanted me, it seemed like, and I even came to you guys and interviewed with you guys, and everything seemed to have went great. So all you said, the last step was me to put in this paperwork. I did, and all of a sudden, I don't have the position anymore. I don't understand.
I really think that they put somebody, I have a feeling they put somebody else in a position that was a friend. Instead of you. You know, it's like you're qualified for the position. That wasn't the problem. I have a problem with them pumping you up, making you think, okay, come Monday morning, you know, you're working this new position, and boom, there's somebody else there.
Mm-hmm.
So what transpired between Friday and Monday, you know, unannounced
right.
to you, of course. But I feel like Nina says they're not involved. No, I don't see them involved. I see somebody that's above them that had told a friend, I can get you in this position, or I can get you on the job. And that's what happened. I don't think they're as qualified as you are, to be honest with you, Tanisha. I don't. I don't feel like that person's not as qualified. But they do have nepotism, you know, in companies. So,
yeah.
But I agree with Nina. Please check tomorrow. Call your HR department and tell them you want a meeting. you wanted to explain to you why.
Okay.
Yeah, you deserve that. You deserve an explanation. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, I really was shocked. Everything went well, and I just got the impression that I should go because, you know, a person I used to be involved with at work, his name is Frank. Me and him don't even talk anymore, but I do still have feelings for him, and it's just uncomfortable. So I just wanted to see. I put in time with this company, so I didn't just want to leave the company because I'm leaving so much if I just leave it after putting in about 2 years now. So they seem like they were interested. She was just like, oh, send me other openings, you know, just apply to other openings. I'm like, okay, but this one was right not far from me in my town. So I will try to talk to the woman that assured me that this wouldn't happen last week because she was like, don't worry, you know, I don't think it's my manager, like you said. If you guys don't see that, then I won't think it's anything crooked going on. But I'll definitely, I guess, talk to her again tomorrow.
Yeah, tell you want an explanation. And one that's believable, okay? And a believable explanation why you didn't get that position.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask you, the guy that you were in a relationship with in the company, is he in that division or in that department where you're trying to move up?
No, he works in billing.
Okay.
I don't know if he knows anyone else in the main office. But he works in my office in billing, and he stays very close to my manager. He, like, tries to stay very close to my manager. His name is Frank.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I got. What about you, Nina?
Yeah, no, that's all I'm getting, too. I'm not getting anything else.
I'd be curious. Call us next Sunday. I'd be curious to find out what they tell you.
Okay.
Why you didn't get the position. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, Tanisha, and we're going to be wishing the very best for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Have a beautiful week. Next caller, area code 619. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, this is Amy again. I called last night.
Hi, Amy.
Hello?
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Yep, we're here.
Okay, I'm glad to call you again today. Hello?
Okay.
Okay.
But
You
got to remind me, is this a callback about something?
Right. I'm selling Tulsa, Oklahoma rental property, and I called last night about it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Let me, okay, I found the papers from yesterday. Nina.
Uh-huh.
She wants to sell her house in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I said yes. I got a definitive yes, but I'll give it up to you, too. And she wants to know, is it going to sell? Will it sell quickly? So she can, you know, get back to her life. It's just property, a house and property she had back there, and she wants to go ahead and sell it and be done with it.
And I wanted to ask about a potential realtor to sell it that I have a name for. It's really.
It will sell.
But can I ask about a realtor to sell it? That's what I wanted to ask.
Do you have a
What's the realtor's name?
It would either be going with a realtor from who actually sold it last September and I canceled it. Her name is Cindy, or Redfin, a company called Redfin.
I don't know. Yeah, I've heard Redfin, Staley, John L. Scott, all those. But I don't know how Redfin is selling because I've never dealt with them. Why don't you want to go back to Cindy that helped you before? You don't want to deal with her?
Oh, no. I put an email out to her today. I want to give her a second chance. We had a little fallout, and I would love for her to sell it, but I don't know if she will or not, but I would love for her to do that.
Okay. I see Cindy selling it for you, going back to her.
Great.
I don't know about Redfin. Redfin, I'm not getting anything definitive on there from the Angels, but I see Cindy could assist you again.
Great.
Nina?
Yeah, no, I see Cindy sewing it for you, too.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I don't want to take up your time because I called you today.
Yes, yes. Okay, Amy. And again, let us know how things go. But, yeah, go with Cindy. I think it'll get
done.
Because, you know, it won't be long once it's out there. It'll be sold pretty quickly in a few months.
Yeah, I was hoping to get it to market today, but I'm waiting. Okay, great. Thank you guys for your great energy.
You're most welcome. Have a wonderful week, Cindy. Amy, and thank you for calling.
Lennis.
You're listening.
I'm just...
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking, Sunday is Easter Sunday. Are we...
Oh, we're not on. I announced that last week.
Okay.
We're not on for Easter, but we need to announce it again. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday, so I want to wish you all a very happy Easter. And know that Lennis and I will not be on the air. We will be celebrating with our families.
Correcto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and also, Nina, you know, Friday is a full moon. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you guys that Friday the 19th is a full moon.
Okay.
I don't think it's any special moon, but it's a full moon because this is Holy Week. What? Yeah, because Sunday yesterday was Palm Sunday.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure. And I hope they are able to salvage part of Notre Dame because that would be a shame if it burnt totally down.
Oh, Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's almost at the ground. It
well,
went
the
all the way down. It's almost...
The last newscast I heard was an hour ago, and only the roof had collapsed and one of the towers that they were hoping to put the rest out. So, I'm sure hoping it isn't all gone because that would be such a shame.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not only historical for France, but around the world too. And then, of course, you know, we have a Notre Dame College here in the States on the East Coast, so.
Yeah. Well, callers, we have all the queue is open. Right now, you have a 2-minute warning.
I did that yesterday. It was funny. We were laughing. Yes, you have a 2-minute warning. So, you know, the 646-727-2914. Call in. We are willing and able and waiting, and it is our pleasure and honor to give you answers to your questions, but you got to call in. Call in or a 2-minute warning. Oh, I did an Easter gift on YouTube, Nina.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, the Saturday Night Psychic, but it's the latest one, and it says Easter gift. And I read that thing, somebody, right now, somebody. And I ended it with Courage, the poem, Turned out pretty good. So I'm thinking Sunday I'm going to go to Sunrise Service. I've done that before. The only good thing about Sunrise Service is at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, you get to have breakfast. The churches serve breakfast afterwards. And then, of course, by 9:30, Sunday school, 10 o'clock, you know, 10 or 10:30, you have your regular church service. But if you go to Sunrise Service, right after church, you get to go eat.
Oh, that's nice. They don't do that here.
Oh, they do it? Yeah. Oh, and they do that there for Sunrise Service? Is that what you're saying?
No, they don't do it at all. We have to go home and cook our own breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of like that because when you get back home, say you get back home by 8 o'clock or a little after, you're free for the rest of the morning and the day.
Well, Lennis, I'm glad you get up that early and are organized before at that time of the morning. You can't get me up.
No, that doesn't happen often. That doesn't happen often.
There is no way I function that early in the morning.
Well, you know, this piano player from church, you know, I had to do that, play at those services back in the day. But, yeah.
Yes,
but
of
it's just
course.
Nice now just to go for the enjoyment.
You know,
networking.
For sure.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Nina, we got some good news from the caller. I wanted to share that with you. It was Dion. Remember we told her to go out and just do something, but do something, go out. Okay, well, she did do it, and she hasn't met anybody, anything like that, but she enjoyed it, and she's going to go out again, I think, last night or today. But she said she was enjoying it just to get out, see people, and, you know, mill around. So I thought it good for her. Good for her. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can't meet anybody if you are inside. He's not or she's not going to come to the door and say, "Hello, I'm your partner for the rest of your life." It doesn't work that way. You have to get out and
get out there and see.
Yeah.
Get out there and set some traps.
Oh, sure. Okay. Our 2 minutes is up, Lennis.
Okay. Well, folks, this is a short show today. I don't know why. Maybe because today is tax day, too. If they haven't filed their taxes, maybe there's a bunch of people running around like, "Oh, God, I got to get this done," or whatever. But be sure. Oh, everybody, be sure and join us Wednesday night for human trafficking. I put the announcement out today, and I'm going to put it out Tuesday, and I'll put it out again Wednesday morning. I'll say Audrey because I can't pronounce her last name until I talk to her again. I keep forgetting to ask how do you pronounce that. But she is a program manager, something like that, for human trafficking here in the state of Washington. And so, you know, a lot of questions. You are more than welcome to call in. After the Q&A, maybe a half an hour, we'll start taking calls, or at least no later than 15 minutes before the program end, take calls. So, but please tell your family, your friends, your associates, tune in on Wednesday in the studio at 6 p.m. Pacific time, of course, to tune in because it's going to be a very, very interesting show, probably eye-opening and awakening to some things that we just don't think about or maybe don't want to think about that it exists, you know. So do tune in Wednesday, and then don't forget to go over to YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic, and pull up the show of Easter Gift. Okay.
All right,
well,
Miss Nina. Hopefully the chat room is working properly for me by then.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know, Lennis. Maybe you have to be in it because you're the one that signed into the show. Maybe that's how it's working now. I don't know, but it won't let me in there. And it says it was closed by the administrator, and, yeah, I can't get in. Oh, we have a caller. Just imagine that.
Oh.
You were just going to click off.
I sure was. I just clicked it. Okay. Here we go. Area code 561, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. My name is Stacy, and I just want to know if you see me meeting anybody soon.
Okay, and what is your name again?
Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. Okay. I couldn't understand that. Okay, welcome to the show, Stacy. And you're asking about relationship, love life, somebody coming your way? Okay, first I got to ask, which me and Nina do, are you in a relationship or just finished a relationship?
No.
Or it's been a while?
Yeah.
What's yeah for?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay. I just wanted to know before I go to the angels and there's other energy there that'll stop us from seeing the future because someone is still hanging around. So, no. Okay. All right, let me ask. I'm getting a blank board. I'm still getting a blank board from the angels and my guides. Not either one of them are showing me anything or even telling me, not only just showing me, but they're not even telling me anything. Are you ready for a relationship?
Well, I'm taking, even dating, I took time off because, you know, I just don't want to date just anybody. I don't have a problem being approached, but I'm looking for somebody that I know I'd have some kind of future with.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, I'm not picking up anything, Stacy. Let me ask Nina. Maybe she might, but I just got a blank board on you. Nina?
No, I'm not picking up anything either. The only thing the angels have told me is your expectations are too high.
Well, no, it's just I think I want a man that approaches the right way.
Well, my suggestion to you, Stacy, is sit down and write down exactly what you want in a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then take whatever you've written down and sleep on it. And then bring it out again and look at it again. Keep doing that and just see what you come up with.
So do you see a new job coming in first?
You know, because we don't have another caller, we don't usually do two questions. We have you call back in, but right now there's not another person right now in the queue. So we'll answer your question. You want to know if you're going to get a new job?
Yes.
Are you applying? Have you been applying for a new job? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Ooh, I just got a headache across my forehead. What's going on with you, Stacy? Something's not right. Wow.
What?
I got a pain going across my forehead thinking about a new job for you when I went to the angels. So that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking up for the new job, but there's something within you. Now I got a headache on the left side of the back of my head. What?
Yeah, the last job was a headache.
Okay. Have you tried any temp agencies?
Yes.
One leads to another. Temporary can lead to a permanent position.
Yeah.
So the job you're working now is 40 hours a week?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what field are you in? Let's ask that. Maybe that'll help us maybe more with trying to get a good job.
Administrative office.
Okay. Nope. Still a blank board. I'm not picking up anything. I'm sorry, Stacey. I'm just not picking up anything. Go ahead, Nina.
I picked up a new job. Won't be coming your way until September.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, I've been contracting temping, but I want something better. You know, I have a degree in business, and I've been settling for less jobs because, you know, I don't want to be without work, basically. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And like with men, I want to be in a better job in order to meet somebody, so I haven't really put myself out there. That's the problem with men.
Uh-huh.
And the ones I meet are like, they don't approach right. You understand.
Okay. Definitely you will find a new position. They're telling me in September, not until September. So if you are not putting yourself out there until you get a better job, then that's why we're reaching. That's why we're getting a blank slate, because you aren't ready yet.
No, yeah, because, you know, I mean, I want to be able to say, well, I have a good career. That's it. You know, you understand, to meet somebody, and rather than you meet a guy and they're like, oh, you want to hang out? You know, what is hanging out? You know, there's no, like, effort or good first impression. So I'm looking for a guy who I guess wants to get to know me, not just, because if they're really interested, they'll put an effort in, basically, to try to come off the right way. So I'd rather be alone than with somebody where it's not going to lead anywhere.
Well, I can understand that, Stacy, and I appreciate that, but if it's somebody that's really valuable or a good human being, they won't care what kind of job you have.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if that's the way it is, they really won't care. It would be you they'd be looking at, not your job.
Oh, thanks. Because, you know, some of these salaries now I haven't been making since 1990-something. You understand? That's the problem.
Yeah, no, I understand, but don't let a job hold you back from finding somebody to spend time with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thank you. At least after the summer, things will be looking up. Not too long away, though. I wish you both a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too.
Thank you both so much. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. Okay. Oh, 561-387, you just dropped. Yeah, we had another call, but they dropped.
Okay, 561, call back. Call back. You have a minute to call back, so you can do it. Come on, get those fingers working. There we go.
This is 551. 551, you're on the air with Linus and Ms. Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Ms. Nina. Hi, Linus. This is Tanija.
This is T, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Tanisha, okay. All righty. Go ahead and ask your question, young lady.
All right. So I have a friend, and his name is Jason, and I just want to know, like, what is going on between us? Because I feel like we not see eye to eye in our friendship.
You want to know what's going on? Excuse me. You want to know what's going on with a past love?
Well,
a past relationship?
Well, it's not even a relationship. We're friends, but I don't know where it's heading. Like, if we're going to continue to be friends, or if it's just over.
Is he trying to get in touch with you, T?
Well, we talk. We
are
talk
you two communicating
friends,
right now?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, what's his first name?
Jason.
Jason. Okay. All right, we'll figure out if Jason's in for friendship or relationship. Friendship at the present time. Friendship. Okay. The angel said two things: friendship, and he's a good lover. There you go. They didn't say anything about marriage or long-term relationship. They just said friendship, and he's a good lover. So if you want to be friends with benefits, that's up to you. But I'm not seeing a long-term relationship, not right now. I mean, you know, things change every day, but I'm not seeing that. What are you picking up,
so
Nina?
Far.
Yeah. He's here for a good time, but not a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Temporary entertainment for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't.
All right.
We ain't picking up a long. Yeah. But friends, yeah.
Yeah,
like I said, friends with benefits.
Yeah.
He's good to go. And
yeah,
because okay.
We got into it, and it just sent me into like this emotional spiral. Today, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm just looking for something else, like more of a companion in this, and it's just not that.
Well, then, kind of
go with the flow.
It's time to move on if that's not what you're looking for. Move on.
Yeah.
Leave the door open for somebody else. Close the door on you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I will.
Okay. All right. Just remain objective.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, T. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Wishing you the best.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Happy Easter.
Happy
Easter. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yes, everybody. Happy Easter. Nina's on it. I'm telling you, when Easter is, I didn't even wish you all good tidings. So thank you, Nina. Happy Easter, everybody.
All
don't
right,
eat too many A's because you may be in the bed by yourself.
Who eats those kind of eggs, Leonard? We eat chocolate ones. Come on.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Boiled eggs are beautiful, but they can stink. Go ahead.
No, yes. You no longer have a 2-minute warning. You now have a 1-minute warning. I'm not fooling around. You want us to talk to you, then you better call in at 7:40.
Yes,
I'm done. Done deal at 7:40.
All right. It sounds good to me. Let's see. What else is going on? I'm trying to think. Is anything else?
Oh, I know. Since we're not going to be here on Sunday, I have to wish my grandson, Abraham, a happy 24th birthday. Happy birthday, Abe. I love you.
Okay, that's right. We won't, yeah. Sunday. Also, remember, folks, we're not on next Sunday. I mean, we will be on Monday the 22nd, but we're not on next Sunday. And, yeah. And then we'll be back the 28th. Okay. We are doing so good. Good.
Yes, we are. Right. We are doing wonderful. And the snow has gone up here, and it hasn't snowed in sunny old Edmonton, and it hasn't rained either. We kind of need the rain because everything's looking kind of black, and it's time to get those leaves out and the grass green. We need some rain to do that. So, yeah, hope for some rain for us.
There you go. Nina was a lady called in yesterday from Illinois, and so I asked her, I said, well, how's the weather back there? She said they have snow, and the next day it was going to be 70 degrees. I said, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Snow one day, and then it's hot enough to put shorts on the next. I don't know. They keep saying there's no global warming, but that's crazy. That is
I have a friend that lives in Michigan and also a sister-in-law that lives in Michigan, and they just got dumped on really bad. So, yeah, hang in there, folks. The weather is very unpredictable.
I'm telling you, Mother Earth is going through some changes, or maybe it's us that have put stuff up in the atmosphere that's causing abrupt changes in our weather.
Now she's going through menopause, Lennis.
All right, Mother Earth. That's funny. When you think about menopause, that is on point with the snow and the hot the next day.
Yep.
That's funny.
Well, I can relate.
All right, kiddo, let's call it a night.
Good night. Good night, everyone from around the world. And nobody was in the chat room, including me. But anyways, I hope you have a wonderful week. Remember, this is Holy Week. There's also a full moon on Friday. So remember that when you're having your get-togethers. I'm not feeling anything from this moon so far. And usually I can beforehand. So I think it's going to be smooth sailing. Have a wonderful Easter. Enjoy your family and friends. And remember, the world needs more love. So just remember that, and a smile could make the difference in someone's life.
Amen. And if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. Okay?
Yes,
and
we do.
For me,
love
happy
forever.
Easter. Okay, love you too.
Love you.
Let's go.
All right, we're out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
Silence takes over.